I very much welcome the report, and this is a report that was in its gestation when I was a minister, that we set up the recent Citizen Assembly on Drug Use, and we also had the National Drug Strategy, Reducing Harm, Supporting Recovery. But effectively, drugs shows the benefits of these schemes to tackle the cause of drug use. And we want to divert offenders into programmes that can help them tackle their issues. And there's 9 current alternatives for people found in possessions of controlled drugs with person use, and they include Garda Cautions, drug treatment courts offering supports instead of custody, and various assisted recovery plans. And, you know, I think this, we've been looking at evidence from other countries, especially Portugal, that there is promising evidence that this type of approach reduces drug use and reoffending. But also, we want to ensure that that we are moving towards the health-led response to drug use. And again, there's lots of alternatives there, and I very much welcome this report.
And while these are all recommendations from this report, and of course it was endorsed by the Citizens' Assembly, how close are we to actually seeing these being enforced?
Well, as I said, there was a lot of work going on anyway. The National Drug Strategy, which came in 2017, had so many different groupings that came up with alternatives, and working very closely with the regional drugs and alcohol task forces. I thought we wanted a joined-up approach, and there is enthusiasm from the judiciary and probation workers, but it also highlights that a lot more work needs to be done through education, justice, health, across all communities, that we need to tackle, and we need to take the stigma out of people who use drugs and get them into a health diversion scheme. And it's proven across the world that this is the way forward.